Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah. Guests appear on the Smile Center hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Slow down,
baby. We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these be at when they said they're going out?
With all the realignment news, with the news of the Big 12 and officials, Brett Yormark making their way to Memphis, I figured it'd be no better time to bring on Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports, national college football writer for them on Twitter, at Dennis Dodd CBS. Dennis, how's it hanging?
Gabe, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. So before we actually get into it, I hear vacation is, you're on the precipice of vacation.
We are.
Yeah. What are the plans there?
A cruise.
Okay, rock on. Caribbean, yeah. Overseas, where are we headed?
Europe, just kind of an 11-day deal. Yeah, it's exciting.
Rock on. Yeah. Hopefully no realignment news drops while you're gone. I don't think we'll expect that in a week.
It won't include me if it does.
I get you. Now, I have to go off the top about the Memphis sort of report. It was from College AD. Looks like Laird Vici AD has confirmed that they were on campus, but Big 12 officials came to campus here at the University of Memphis. And I what are your thoughts there? I am of the thought, and obviously I played at Memphis, so I'm a little biased when it comes to it. I think they are built for it. I think they could be a Power 5 program, but at the same time, it feels like it would have happened already if it was going to happen.
I'm going to tell you this because I check all these out.
Right.
What was reported didn't happen.
Really?
Yeah, at all.
Really?
I'll leave it at that.
At all?
That's what I'm, at
no
all.
Big 12 officials even near the university.
There was no delegation. There was no Brett Yormark. That didn't happen.
Where did it come from?
I don't know. I wouldn't give it oxygen.
Okay.
Because if it had happened, I would have written it or confirmed it or something. But
understood. Gotcha.
I think in the past there may have been a want on the part of Memphis, but this particular thing did not happen.
That is interesting, man. That is wild. That is wild to even think about. Now, with Memphis, what do you think about them in general, though? I know, obviously, if it did not happen, there's probably no air to be given to it, but what do you think has held them out in these conversations for so long?
You know, I don't know. It was I'm trying to think back to 16 when the Big 12 was expanding. I think they were considered then, but there was nothing to be said about that because the Big 12 didn't consider. So it wasn't like they were left out.
Right.
They decided not to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
This started with a desire to get those four corner schools in the Pac-12. I think now it is maybe down to getting Colorado and X, and maybe if Arizona is convinced to come, but that's where it is right now. And I still think, look, I'm not disparaging the Pac-12. I think there'll be a Pac-12. There could be a Pac-12 with the existing 10 teams. It's just so much uncertainty right now.
Yep. When it comes to those Pac-12 four corner schools, I feel like we're hearing a lot more smoke about Colorado and Arizona over Arizona State and Utah. But what do you think the likelihood is that those schools end up in the Big 12?
I don't know, because you keep hearing that okay, end of the month, end of the month, end of the month. Been hearing that for 12 months.
Right, right.
And, you know, it's got to happen at some point that either the Pac-12 has a deal that is satisfactory for the 10 or it doesn't. And I've talked to people in the industry. They don't know. I'll say this. The Pac-12 is telling people inside and outside that they have a substantial enough deal, in other words, close or surpassing the Big 12, to do a deal with streaming and linear.
Right.
Don't know who the partners are. And these are people who would know. I'll put it to you this way. If something was imminent, don't you think like Sports Business Journal would have broken this story? I mean,
yes.
You're taking nothing away from myself or Brett McMurphy or anybody else. Don't you think somebody would be talking?
Yep.
So I think it's beyond not talking. I don't know if the Pac-12 presidents know. I think they know something, but they don't know enough to, you know, put the names out there of the rights holders.
Yeah. And then
so, yeah.
You hear ADs. Rick George from Colorado seems obviously non-committal to the Pac-12, but it almost felt like if you read through some of his comments lately about, you know, we're members of the Pac-12 till we're not, it feels like he thinks something's imminent.
Well, I thought the biggest part of my story, was it last week or the week before? I think it was last week. I can't remember now. It just runs together that I merely reported that there had been substantive talks between the Big 12 and Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I called everybody for comment. I thought the biggest part of that story was, number one, Deion's on board.
Right.
Deion wants to get into Texas and Florida, so who do you think's driving it? And everybody, including Deion, did not comment except Rick George.
Mm-hmm.
He commented. He responded to my request for comment. Now, what he said was what you just said. You know, we're loyal members of the Pac-12. We got to look out what's best for us. I think that hammered home that point.
Yep.
That they're doing their due diligence. And I'm not saying they're leaving. I am saying they're doing their due diligence on joining the Big 12.
At the top of the Pac-12, how concerned? I mean, they should be concerned about everything right now. George Kliavkov has some work on his hands. But how concerned should they be about not necessarily an imminent move, but a move here in maybe the next 5 years of Oregon, Washington, potentially the Big Ten? I know there was some wheel spinning on that as well.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? If you're going to do a deal, you've got to get a grant of rights signed from the signatories. If you're Oregon and Washington, why would you?
Yep.
Because the Big Ten's not interested in them right now. I've already written this, that I think in 2 years, when Tony Petitti gets his feet on the ground, the new commissioner of the Big Ten,
mm-hmm.
when the presidents realize that the stress and mental health issues that at least the minor sports athletes are going to go through at USC and UCLA, as well as the existing Big Ten members, then they kind of get it in their heads that, like, yeah, maybe we should have a Western flank.
Mm-hmm.
And have travel partners. I think that's how this would go. But that's a projection.
Yep.
But, again, that goes to my point. Why would they sign a grant of rights?
Yep. No question. I completely – with nothing on the table. But I feel like the reporting on specific TV partners has been so all over the place, Dennis. Like, there was one about Ion and CW and full streaming.
Yep.
And it feels like ESPN is definitely not in there as a primary partner with the Pac-12. I feel like it ends somewhere, and the deal will likely get done, but who will it get done with? Like, what is actually on the table for the Pac-12 from what you're hearing?
I don't know. I just checked before we came on the air. I keep checking with people of substance that know. And I don't know. So if they don't know, then how do the Pac-12 presidents know?
Right.
These are industry sources who some of them are doing the deals.
Yep.
And they don't know. And they're not involved. So I guess my question back to into the ether is, what are the Pac-12 presidents being told?
Yep. Yep. And I don't, no way of knowing, because they're not going to speak out on it. And
yeah.
if this is really going where it feels like we're heading, what becomes of the Pac-12, honestly?
Oh, I think they'll be a Pac-12.
Okay.
I think they'll be a Pac-12 that retains that logo. I don't know how many members, you know. There is a soft deadline for that. I should mention that, you know, San Diego State, their buyout in the Mountain West goes from $18 to $36 million on June 30th. They've said publicly that if that happens, they're out. They can't afford the buyout.
Yeah.
So you would think if the Pac-12 wants them and, you know, very frankly, needs them to fill out its roster, then it's coming up to, you know, what cut in time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's where I think it is right now. Now, I'm sorry, what was your question?
It was about actual TV partners or what's going to happen.
If they can't find a TV partner,
what actually becomes of the Pac-12? Is this SMU, San Diego State potentially jumping in there?
Yes. I don't think it'll dissolve because of what I just mentioned. There's no place for Oregon and Washington to go.
Right.
So I think they'd have to stay, and I guess I'm answering my own question. They would sign some sort of grant of rights that gave them an out. It's never been done before. It's never been attempted before. But we'll see. I don't know. But I do think West Coast football is too valuable. It's just in a bad, bad situation because they got jumped in line by the Big 12. ESPN's having massive layoffs.
Yep.
It's a bad economy. There aren't any windows for them to play except the fourth window in terms of really maximizing their value. So you've got all that and more. The worth of the league has been stripped because I don't have to tell you, Eastern powers have come through there like never before and gotten the Heisman Trophy winner, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Najee Harris. In not too long ago, all would have been at Pac-12 schools. That wouldn't even been a question.
Yep.
UCLA, Washington. But now that's not the case, and so that's diminished the value of the league, and it's shown on the field. They haven't been in the playoff since, what, 15 or 16?
Yep. Very true.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Talking with Dennis Dodd at Dennis Dodd CBS, National College Football writer for CBS Sports. I just want to get back and just sort of confirm and see how you went about checking out the Memphis situation. Obviously, being reported that Big 12 officials came here, but you said it did not happen. Who did you? Obviously, you can't give up full sources, but how did you go about finding the information to confirm that it did not happen?
I will just tell you my reporting. Has determined that that did not happen.
Okay.
And so I will not be writing on it.
Okay.
So I'll just leave it at that.
Just wanted to confirm that. Now, four corner schools of the Big 12. Who else is really in the conversation? You bring up UConn and Gonzaga as basketball powers, if you will. Gonzaga may be a little less likely for the presidents to approve in the Big 12, but are those the other two that they're looking at pretty heavily?
Yeah. Yeah, I think UConn's a heavy lift just because they're terrible at football.
Right.
Basketball's great, but they'd be ripping up – this is a decision for them. They'd be making more money, but they'd be ripping up you know, their ancestral ties to the Northeast, to the Big East, to the recruiting. I had one source even tell me that Danny Hurley may look elsewhere if that happens.
Right.
Because it's just going to be harder. Consequently, Brett Yormark's trying to convince his presidents that, you know, it makes sense to have this. He wants to strengthen basketball, which is already good.
Yes.
Great. He thinks basketball in general in the country is undervalued in terms of media rights. And he wants to one day split up the sports, have separate media rights for basketball and football. If you get UConn and Gonzaga, for that matter, you're looking pretty good. But, again, nothing could happen in that space until 7 years down the line because they've already got a deal with Fox and ESPN.
Right.
So it's not like it's going to happen tomorrow. It would be in 7 years.
Do you agree with his sentiment about basketball being undervalued, curiously?
Yeah, I don't know. I've talked to people about that. I don't profess to be smart enough to answer that on my own.
Right.
I've had other people push back at that price these things. And their reaction, some of them, is like, yeah, I don't know. But this is a guy who, I don't have to tell you how aggressive he is. He just,
yes,
you know, established Big 12 Mexico. I never thought I'd see those three things in the same sentence.
Right.
For a bowl game, for one-off basketball games. And so he's, in many ways, he's seeing things that other people aren't seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would never disparage his vision. But right now, there are people in the industry who would push back. You know, they would disagree. But look, streaming hasn't hit yet.
Mm-hmm.
And when it does, it's going to hit in a big way. And maybe that's where all that interest comes from. They're going to have programming, the streamers, and if they, you know, go to live sports, which eventually they will, big time in live sports I'm talking about. And we all know how much content there is in college basketball.
Right.
Every day, all times, yeah.
Yeah, but doesn't that, I mean, when it comes to like full streaming, I feel like we've almost learned to a certain extent the cable packages and everything else, it's way more important. Like the Big Ten and the deal they did with, you know, all the various different networks sort of shows where their thought process is, and they made a whole lot of money in making that deal before Kevin Warren was out of that seat.
Yeah, I'll try to simplify this in terms of the basketball, or in terms of all this in the future. I think we've seen by the loss of subscribers that the bundle doesn't work, isn't going to work. You know, grandma's forced to buy ESPN when all she wants to watch is HGTV. So in the future,
right,
and I'm simplifying,
yep,
in the future, we'll all have to buy streaming to get our sports. We'll have to buy probably multiple streamers. And we're seeing it now. Like if you want Netflix or you want Paramount or you want Apple Plus, obviously, you're just starting seeing the very beginnings of it. You're going to get it, and you're going to have to pay for it. And if anybody thinks it's going to be cheaper in the streaming age, it's probably going to be more expensive than you pay now for cable. Nobody's
yep.
saying those words out loud, but that's what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
That because the streamers have leverage, they're the distributors, and if you don't pay, if you don't want to pay, you don't get it.
Yep.
So I think that's why, for example, Brett Yormark thinks that basketball is going to take off because all sports are going to be there. All sports have substance.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking with Dennis Dodd at Dennis Dodd CBS, last thing on realignment with the ACC, what went on there for about a week? They were trying to find ways out there in 2036 for a grant of rights, and that doesn't seem all that realistic.
Well, they just redistributed a finite amount of money so that schools that get into the playoff or win the league get more. And by the way, that's going to cause a problem because it did in the Pac-12. Because they did it that way and then went back, that's a big reason USC's in the Big Ten right now, UCLA to a lesser extent.
Mm-hmm.
Because long-term, people are going to get jealous at that. Think about this in the ACC. Okay, Wake Forest is number one seed in the baseball. Did they make it to Super Regionals, by the way? I didn't check.
I didn't check either.
Anyway,
we'll have to check it out.
Anyway, Wake Forest, number one seed in baseball, I think. I think they've been to a bowl 10 of the last 13 years. They sustained college athletics on a high level at a much smaller budget than Clemson or Florida State or even Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen, they've agreed to this, Wake's going to get a smaller share.
Yeah.
For doing all that. Unless they win the league and go to the playoff. So they might win the league once every 15 years, something like that, 10 years. Mm-hmm. So how do you think that's going to sit? But in answer to your question, they had no leverage to do anything anywhere, and they won't for a while. I wrote a story basically saying how those ACC teams are locked in. About 10 years ago, the ACC was talking to the Big 12 about a non-conference set of games. Mm-hmm. And as a courtesy, Bob Bowlsby gave the ACC their grant of rights paperwork, and they adopted it word for word. The Big 12 is incorporated in Delaware, where 65% of the Fortune 500 companies are incorporated. Excuse me, for good reason. It makes it harder for. It even makes it easier for them to sue state actors. It's better legally. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. The Big 12, their legal department found precedent in a 115-year-old Supreme Court case that had to do with the Minnesota Attorney General, railroad raising prices, and that benefited them. And it basically didn't allow Texas to leave the league and have a court battle in Texas. So that helped them. So that locked in, and you've seen the word, the ACC ironclad. You've seen it time after time. And
course.
It is ironclad, from what I can tell, unless there's, you know, the lawyers are working on it, the ACC school, 13 more years.
Yeah.
So they're locked in. I don't know what else
to right. say. And it looked like about a week worth of discussion there, and probably they were going on for a month or two, and then the ACC stopped all those meetings with lawyers because, again, ironclad, I think, is a fair word for it. Talking with Dennis Dodd at Dennis Dodd CBS, National College Football writer for CBS Sports. When it comes to NIL framework and where we're headed here in the future, I have talked about it. I talked about it last week with Nick Saban for SEC media, or not SEC media days, but spring meetings. He talked about employer-employee relationship. How close are we?
How close? That's a great question. I think that's open-ended, but I think that's where we're headed. Mm-hmm. However you want to define it, collective bargaining, revenue sharing, employee model. And I just keep going back to the fact that we've seen a hint of this since July 1st, 2021, when NIL started. Mm-hmm. What's changed? Games are selling out. College football increased attendance by 5% last year. First time in 9 years, attendance has gone up. If anything, there's been more parity. And I told this to Nick Saban at the SEC meetings. In the last 2 years, have we forgotten that TCU, San Diego State, and Cincinnati played for championships?
Yep.
So I'm missing the meeting where everybody gets richer. Now, a small sample size, but I guess my point is everything else in terms of college athletics has worked out. When you go to games on Saturday, Gabe, do you think about this stuff? I don't.
No, I don't. Not even remotely. When games get played, we have a way of forgetting about all of it.
But my point is the fans aren't sitting up there in the stands going, well, this quarterback got $1 million and Bryce Young got $2 million. How can we possibly compete? No. You know what that model is? That's the NFL.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes makes more than, Ryan Tannehill, for instance. So if that, we're seeing the model in real time at its very beginning, and I don't think it's going to be a problem, frankly.
Yeah, but I also made this point on Nick Saban's front. Alabama can afford to sort of pay salaries for 85 scholarship athletes, 105 on the roster. The UL Monroes of the world, the Group of Five, there's no chance they could afford that.
Well, that goes to my point. What's changed in the NIL era?
Mm-hmm.
UL Monroe is still bad, and Alabama's still good.
Yep.
There was never any initiative before NIL to make Louisiana Monroe good.
Yes.
That's the way everybody wanted it. That's the way the Power Five wants it. They want to dominate.
Yes.
And they are dominating. So really all we're talking about now is, Nick and Jimbo yelling at each other about how they got their players.
Yeah.
Well, we're just seeing the sausage made now. This is the way it always was in recruiting.
Yep. No question about it. And I just also on Nick Saban's comments, did anyone ever, I think there were some people that were calling for NIL to create more parity, but did anyone actually believe that to be the full case? And we've seen more, but still, it's the same result. It's Georgia, Bama, Ohio State all there at the top?
This goes to the answer of when people ask me how I think this is going to end. Left to its own devices, let's say no Congress, no nothing.
Right.
Left to its own devices, the market will decide. Mm-hmm. There'll be, you know, these collectives will say, you know what, we lost money on that guy. We didn't win a championship. We didn't win the conference. And we paid him millions of dollars. Do we want to do that again? And just like everything else, supply will equal demand. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it'll be perfect, but I think it'll work itself out if left to its own devices. And then you go to the point I just made. On Saturday, nobody cares.
Yep.
They just want Memphis to win.
Yep.
Memphis is still going to have a hard time beating Alabama or Ole Miss, for that matter. Well, in some years, I shouldn't use that example.
Yeah.
If NIL is in place or not.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I
completely. Here's the guardrails.
I'm with you.
The guardrails are in place. They talk about guardrails?
Yep.
Here's the guardrails. You can only take 25 of them at a time. That's all the recruits you can take. Now, there's a two-year experiment. You can sign as many as you want as long as you stay below 85. But in normal times, you can only sign 25. Nick Saban is not going to take the 10 best quarterbacks because he can afford to. It'd ruin his roster.
Yep.
And there's your guard.
Also, a secret on the 25 per class. They've always found ways around that, too. Blue shirts and everything else.
Oh, they oversign. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
I was one of those blue shirt guys at the University of Memphis, so I know it. I know it all too well. Didn't pay that had to pay that first summer, and then finally got on scholarship. But Dennis, man, appreciate you carving out some time. Have fun on vacation. Have fun in Europe. Hopefully, we can catch you up again soon.
All right, Gabe. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.